If you thought Rad TV was great before, and none of you did, check it out now. We've added hours of exclusive content and new shows and series, which is kind of like spraying the bathroom after you've defiled it. It doesn't take away how much it stinks, but it shows effort. Just head to members.radradio.com.
Hello, Kevin. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rad Radio. I got a quick question. Was that an illegitimate answer for the when's Rob change?
In the previous guest, not by my, I can't repeat it because they have to be listening at 6:30 and 9:30. But I'm looking at the numbers and the clues. I don't see anything. Can you point me without giving anything away?
Absolutely. There was only one even number in the guest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean there was only one even number in that guess. I mean, you kind of gave away one of the clues, but nothing I can do about that. I know what you're doing there, but there is only one even number in that guess.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which has kind of been what people have been screwing up this whole time.
Yep.
There you go.
Thanks, yes. Kevin.
If you look at it, again, look at the guess. There's only one even number. Now, if you are, we'll play Win Rob's Change again Monday morning. There's that evil laugh, that Dawn evil laugh. That's as close as she gets to exposing her real dark side on the show.
We all have a dark and a light side. Which one wins? And
yes,
that one won.
Yes, are you the Emperor or are you the Luke Skywalker?
I don't know what that means.
Boy, that just became unfun.
Way to go, Brandon. You've had a rough day today. You've been dismissed by Dawn. You've been called a pussy. There you go, invisible.
Oh, you scared God. Brandon off, Dawn.
I did not call him a pussy.
Now you're unfun.
I never called him that.
When you implied or basically said that he has no voice, right? Because you and Kyle are so strong.
He has a mellow voice. Yeah. Kyle and I are loud.
Weenie boy.
No, there was no weenie.
That's what men hear is weenie boy.
That's your problem as a man, you guys.
Back down you go, Brandon. That's your problem for being a man. Yep,
he's got buttons to push, Dawn. How dare you?
Oh, she's pushing his buttons.
But apparently my fingers are too small and soft that I can't hit them hard enough. Yeah, you were thinking it.
Here's your opportunity right now. Go ahead.
You're the best. Yeah. You know I love you.
Oh, yeah. Heartfelt.
You know I love you the most.
See? The laugh.
I kind of... What'd you do to Rob? Rob's got buttons to push.
I said I love you the most.
But Rob, come on.
Oh, yeah. He's got big buttons to push.
Yeah, he's got a mic to talk into.
Yeah. Hey, both of you know how to work that area.
Yeah, I don't know how to run the business.
He's out. Fire up. Damn it, Dawn.
Seriously, what? Uh-oh. Okay. Really?
Okay. You want me to go?
Oh my God.
I'll jump in.
Okay.
Oh, that is
we'll see how long this bit didn't last that long.
Thank God. You have to come back.
Uh-oh. He brought his phone in the studio.
Boy, I'm going to take my pool shot.
Oh, okay. Whew. Oh.
The effort by the other not important member of the show, Kyle, who was running in here.
Well, yeah, you ditched the microphone. No, I was going to go close the show.
It shows what a pro you are because, I mean, Brandon's, the most special, the only important one.
No, I didn't say the only important one. You're all special. You're all amazing in your own way.
And remember what we learned from The Incredibles. If everyone's special, no one is.
You all have your own special things about you.
I have to modify my text to my wife. She asked me how I was doing, and I told her I was having a great day. Dawn just ruined everything.
I love you all the same.
Please call emergency therapy number and get me in this morning ASAP.
Rob, I love you like a brother, and I love Kyle and Brandon like nephews. There you go.
All right.
What kind of nephews?
Ugly redheaded step-nephews.
Oh, no, it's the worst guy.
If you are a welfare recipient and you're just waking up to start your busy day.
Good morning. Was that beefy enough for you, Dawn?
Here's a recap via emails from allegedly working Americans.
Ooh.
What you missed on today's show, Graham. Speaking of voices, somebody wrote about an hour ago, said there's this commercial that plays on your app and in Reno for Comstock Distillers, and it sounds like actor Michael Douglas. Who is that? It's me.
That's so weird.
And Mike wrote in and said, Rob, you do not sound like Michael Douglas by any means. I've been listening to you and your voice for over 20 years, and if you sounded like Michael Douglas, I would have only been listening for one.
Yeah.
So you would have made it a whole year. He says Michael Douglas has that annoying voice. You know, he's a good actor. I think he played a great role in The War of the Roses and Wall Street Never Sleeps. But other than that, I'm not a big fan. And solely because of his voice? I think he's a great actor.
He is a great actor.
I've never noticed his voice being annoying. I still think American President was a great movie.
Oh, well, so he's kind of gotten that nasally effect to his voice, which I think can be that's a terrible Michael Douglas impression, but I can hear it in the back of my mind.
Hey, you got to do beefier.
Dawn would expect nothing less than a terrible impersonation from you.
Stop I know. It. I know.
All right. You're all great.
Which means none of us are great. I mean, we can keep doing this all day. Fortunately, we only have 8 minutes left. Now, if you watch us live on Rad TV.
Oh, my God.
Wait, hold on. My phone's vibrating. Okay, good. 11:45 therapy appointment. Thank you, honey.
That's nice.
Yeah. I'm on the short list of get him in right away whenever Dawn screws with his head.
Speaking of therapy, if I go on Circles on the app and check out like the doctor medical section for therapy, do you have recommendations in there to look at?
I do not.
You do not.
Because everybody I know isn't taking patients.
Same.
I don't want to lead people.
Yeah. Okay.
They don't want any calls.
And in fact, and they've even said, because I've brought this up and they've all said, I don't have anybody to refer them to because they're all filled. It's a very sad state of affairs, but to find good mental health. On that downer note, if you're watching us on Rad TV at members.radradio.com, during commercial breaks, you get a question of the day. You email in your answers, and we save them for the end of the show. What was today's, I'm sure, terrible question from you, Brandon?
What minor annoyance or inconvenience bothers you more than it should, and why?
Like being maybe told that you don't matter, you're invisible, your voice sounds like a girl's.
Or you're, quote, special.
Right.
I never said Brandon was invisible.
Oh, that's how we take it.
Or not being able to find a therapist because they're, you know, there's nobody.
A very minor thing.
Yeah, just a minor thing.
Yeah, that one is awful. And Rob can't either.
What can I do?
Recommend one, but I don't think that's where y'all were going.
No.
Yeah, it's me, my oldness.
It's me.
It's all right.
Hi.
What was the question again?
What minor annoyance or inconvenience bothers you more than it should, and why?
Interesting written answer here from Natalie. I loathe dirty dishes in the sink, and the sexual offender who lives in my house always leaves them there.
What?
Is that some kind of passive aggressive shot at knowing that? The sexual offender or some whoever lives with Natalie is listening, and maybe it's a funny, she thinks it's funny. There's nothing really funny about being a sexual offender. So that's the entire email. I didn't leave anything else.
Or is this like a bad roommate situation where the person that lives with them is a known on
or,
list?
Yeah. Or it's a put down, right? Like because you leave dirty dishes and you're a terrible roommate, I'm going to call you a sexual predator.
That's a weird put down.
It is.
No, I think we had her as a Dr. Rob patient one time, and she wrote in saying that she knew she found out about this person being a sexual predator and his roommate. She didn't know how to go about it.
Yeah.
I think she's just trying to like tie it all together, even though it's long gone and she just doesn't understand.
Thanks for not giving us any context if you were that Natalie.
He was mean to the cats too.
Yep.
Oh, God, and he's still there?
Yeah. Okay. Eric, let's lighten things up a little. Says, it drives me nuts when people blame their difficult life on bad luck or the man keeping them down and then complain how other people had better opportunities than they did or they came from a better background, but then they don't do anything, like as in absolutely nothing to better themselves in their situation, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it is one thing to acknowledge I've got a lot of strikes against me, but I'm not going to let that stop me.
Yep.
It's another thing to say I've got a lot of strikes against me, so I have no chance. I'm a loser. I'll just live off your.
Or they assume someone had all those chances, but they won't even hear their story.
Fair enough. Alex says, a minor inconvenience that bothers me more than it should would be at work. When bosses or coworkers try to talk to me about work things that need to be done, can't they just let me listen to the Rad Show?
That's annoying.
That is annoying.
Yeah, how dare they?
Here's an email from Meg.
Shut up, Meg.
Small hindrance that bugs me to no end is slow drivers in the passing lane.
Slow driver.
Nothing small about that hindrance. Mm-hmm. I absolutely boil over every time I'm blocked by some numbnut, usually a Prius or Tesla. So true.
Yep.
Who thinks keeping pace with the slow lane is acceptable. Move over, dip blank.
I have a new one. I've moved away from the freeway because I mainly drive back roads now.
Fully embracing her elderly side.
Yeah, I mean, and I've never liked a freeway from the time I started driving. Good. But this thing, and I remember asking you, and you cleared it up. So it bothers me even more. This phenomenon where people on city streets think that the left lane's the fast lane. And they will ride you like it is.
I mean, it is technically, but it's still it's not like a freeway thing where you should be going 80 miles an hour.
If you go the speed limit, right? Because you're on that side street, usually that one is a little more recommended because of things yeah. that people and things that animals, kids, anything right. that can come in. So when you're at least going that speed limit, but someone's on you, of course I'm going to move because I don't want to be that person. But it also annoys me where we don't learn things correctly. This isn't the freeway. This isn't the fast lane. Stop it.
Yeah, and that's my problem with it. I'm not a fan of being a road vigilante, but when we're on city streets, there's no place. On a freeway, there's a place for speeding, quite honestly.
Absolutely.
City streets, especially in suburbia, things like that, no.
Oh, and they get mad. They're right on you. Like, why aren't you? Like, we're on the freeway. I'm not Dawn in my 30s anymore, but Dawn in her 30s would have stopped her car and gotten out and given them the what for in the middle of the street. God, well, I miss her sometimes.
Dawn in her 30s had a Model T, so the cars weren't going that fast.
By the way, the Natalie who wrote in about with the passive-aggressive remark about the sexual predator that lives with her leaving the dishes out has rewritten and confirmed that Kyle is 100% right. And so I guess he's still there. And
yeah.
I guess we didn't give her the help she needed.
Oh, really. Sweetie.
She's too
oh,
afraid
no.
to take it.
Maybe put the dirty dishes in his room. Well, maybe you don't want to poke bear.
Yeah.
Just
next. All right, last one from Eric. What was the question one more time?
What minor annoyance or inconvenience bothers you more than it should and why?
Eric says, I tend to try and not let small things bother me. Like, the thing that drives me crazy is when something falls or is randomly dropped. Like, you're getting your keys out to unlock the door and the keys drop. Or you're grabbing a cup out of the cabinet and another cup falls. Things like that. No clue why, but it really pisses me off. My wife just laughs or rolls her eyes because I'll say something like, F you, keys! I didn't ask you to hit the ground! Or, oh, good, I was hoping three other cups would fall all over the floor. Just what I wanted! If you stay with us on Rad TV at members.radradio.com, or you can also listen on the Rad Radio app or in Sacramento on 104.7 FM and 890 AM. The Mixed Pick Sports Show is coming up in mere moments. Steve Mickelson and I going over the weekend ahead in sports, and then at 11 AM Classic Rad on all of those same platforms as well. And we will be back on Monday morning.
Okay, that does it. Screw you guys, I'm going home. Talking poo is where I draw the line.
Go on and go home, you fat chicken.
Bye, diddly eye. So long.
God bless you.
See ya, I'm going.
Goodbye. Bye-bye, Homer.
Take care.
Adios.
So long.
Very well.
Dar. Bon voyage.
Toodle-oo.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ta.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Sayonara, dude.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Bye-bye.
So long, stink town.
Well, goodbye.